Last night, a federal judge in Indiana stopped Lisa Montgomery's execution hours before she was set to die by lethal injection. Montgomery was convicted of murdering a pregnant woman in 2004 and then taking her unborn fetus. She is the first woman in federal custody to face the death penalty in nearly seven decades and would be the 11th person to die in the final months of the Trump administration, which resumed federal executions this summer. Sandra Babcock is a professor at Cornell Law School and faculty director of the Cornell Center on the Death Penalty Worldwide. And a note, what we're about to talk about is not going to be suitable for all listeners. Professor Babcock, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Two separate federal courts issued stays last night that put a stop to this execution. And one of the key reasons was because of Montgomery's mental competence. What more do we know about these rulings?
Well, we know the government is appealing both rulings and that the fight is not yet over to save Lisa's life. Lisa Montgomery is a woman who is profoundly mentally ill after suffering a lifetime of sexual torture and domestic violence. She was repeatedly raped as a child, as an adolescent by her stepfather. She was trafficked by her mother. As a child, she was also gang-raped by her father's friends, who then urinated on her afterwards. She developed a dissociative disorder where her mind learned to divorce itself from what was happening to her body. She developed a number of different mental illnesses that caused her to become psychotic, and in that frame of mind, she committed this crime. Her mental health has been controlled over the course of her incarceration with a complex regimen of antipsychotic medications, but as her execution date has neared, she has lost her grip on reality. A federal judge, a Trump appointee in the Southern District of Indiana, found that her lawyers had presented evidence establishing that she was so mentally ill that she lacked a rational understanding of what was happening to her, and that judge ordered a hearing in this case to hear that evidence, which is, of course, very difficult during the global pandemic.
So you say the government is appealing this, but there are just a few days left now in the Trump administration, and Joe Biden has said that he wants to end federal executions. So is this going to, could this happen in time? I mean, you say her life is still at risk.
Yes, unfortunately, her life still is at risk. In fact, the government is proceeding with preparations for her execution. They are hoping that the courts of appeal and ultimately the Supreme Court will overturn these court orders and will allow her execution to go forward tonight. That, in the past, is a strategy that has worked for the government. We have seen this before. We believe that that the judicial rulings in Lisa's case are very powerful. Her case is different from the others, but we are nonetheless worried, and we are still fighting in the courts and expect that this fight will go on until late tonight. We may not have a decision, a final decision, until the wee hours of the morning.
I have only just a few seconds here left with you, but there are two other executions planned in the final days of the Trump administration, Corey Johnson on Thursday and Dustin Higgs on Friday. Do you expect those to move forward as planned?
You know, Peter, it is so hard to know. Those two men also have very strong legal arguments against their execution. One of them is intellectually disabled. There is strong concern that these executions are unjust and arbitrary, in part because of the incoming Biden administration's commitment to repeal the death penalty.
Sandra Babcock, faculty director of the Cornell Center on the Death Penalty Worldwide, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you so much.